with Ethel Colum, conducted by Rose Ledbetter, on April the 6th at about 6 p.m. Okay. I guess first, just tell me where you were born and when.
I was born right here, Franklin County. Red Bay, Alabama, Franklin County.
In 19?
November the 28th. Or what did
I say? 1924.
Okay. And did you, were you born in a hospital or were you born
home? No, we was born at home. All the children was.
And how many children did your mama have?
Seven.
How many boys and how many girls?
Three boys and four girls.
And how many of them are still living?
Three.
Three of them? And you? Not bad at your age. What do you think about it? No. And you lived, did you live here when you were a child?
Yes.
You grew
never
up around?
Never lived nowhere until I married. Never lived nowhere but here.
What was it like when you were a kid, having all those brothers and sisters?
Well, it was hard. It was hard times. And you want me to say that?
Sure. You can say whatever
it
you want.
It was hard times. We never went hungry. Because we raised gardens, we canned stuff, you know, out of the garden, and we, just average child, but it's not like children was when we was growing up. We listened to what Mom and Dad done, but they didn't listen to what we done.
Yeah.
It was different to what it is now, but I wouldn't go back to them times if I could.
Did you know then that it was hard times? Did you? Some people say that, you know, they knew the Depression was going on, but that was the way it had always been. So they didn't even know it was hard times. But you knew it was hard times when it was going on?
Well, that's what I tell you. We growed up that way. Yeah. We didn't have a bought dress. We bought material and made dresses.
Did you get hand-me-downs?
Made them out of
Yeah. Made them out of what now?
Fertilized sacks and feed sacks.
We, yeah, it was hard. But see, we didn't know nothing about that until we got older.
So you never went shopping?
There was no such thing as going shopping.
No, you didn't go shopping. No.
Did you go to school then?
Yeah, we went to school just when we wanted to, just about it. I went to play basketball. I got through the 8th grade 3 times playing basketball. Yeah.
I can't imagine. What was the school like then? Was it different?
It was Halltown. And, you know, we had, I believe, 3 teachers. They, you know. And
went through the 8th grade?
Yeah. We didn't get that much education now. I read right, thank God for that, and you know, but it was hard. For we didn't know what nylon shoes, socks, stockings was, or anything like that. If we couldn't go bare-legged or barefooted one, we'd wear a pair of old thick socks, you know, hand-me-downs most of the time. Honey, it was hard. You can't imagine. I wouldn't live in it now.
Were you the oldest or the youngest?
Oh, no, I was the middle of all of them.
So you got hand-me-downs.
I got hand-me-downs, yeah.
Did you hate it?
Yes.
But you didn't speak back to your parents back
then?
No,
you didn't speak. You didn't say a harsh word to them.
What was that like? How was the discipline when you were growing up? I know it was different.
The peach tree, Liam.
Yeah, they were taught to begin with. To respect their parents, and by respecting them, if they told you to do something, you've done it. You didn't say, well, why, or I don't want to do that. You didn't say nothing. You've done what you was told to do.
That's the way with your parents were?
Yes. All of them was like that.
Yeah, they're all like that. And that's what respect is. Kids nowadays don't know what it is to respect their parents.
Yeah.
They didn't beat us every time we turned around. We were taught. Of course, we got strapping, so we needed it.
Yeah.
I got a few whoopings when I was growing up, and of course, I never deserved them.
No. None of us did. did.
Okay, so you were in school. You stayed till the eighth grade, and you went through the eighth grade three times playing basketball.
Yeah.
Did you play? Did they have girls' teams back then?
Oh yes.
Who'd you play?
We played Atwood and Pleasant Sight and Red Bay. All of them.
Did you win?
It was good. Yes.
What position did you play?
Guard.
I just can't imagine you shooting a basketball, Ethel. I just can't see it.
I loved it.
Did you really? What kind of uniforms did y'all wear back then? Did you have to wear dresses?
We wore overalls.
You wore overalls? Did you wear shoes?
Yeah, we wore just anything we could get for shoes.
Did y'all have those indoor courts or was it outdoor?
We had an indoor
courts.
If it was too cold, you know. But they had one rigged up on the outside. We got to play. Yeah.
I can't imagine.
We could beat the boys. Oh, the girls beat the boys playing ball. We was rough.
Were y'all big enough to have a team? Now, Vina's a real small school now.
It was Halltown.
I was in Halltown up here. Yeah.
And y'all were pretty big for...
Yeah.
I guess most schools were small back then.
Uh-huh. But that was plenty to play ball.
There was a lot of little county schools, community schools.
Not like the big ones now.
One time, I scratched a boy up the side of his face. He said, "You scratched tail out of me."
Did you get fouled?
No, they didn't see it.
That's what I was always taught to do, too. Who was your big rival?
The ones that we played.
Who did you really want to beat? Like, Vinyl wants to beat Red Bay now. Who did you want to beat back then?
Well, I'd beat Red Bay.
Red Bay? Everybody hates Red Bay around here. Well,
we went to play ball over there, and my sister-in-law, we stayed together all the time, Hedy Lee.
Yeah.
And we started out, and an old girl pinched me, and I kicked her in the
seat.
I kicked her in the seat, and she knows what I meant, too. And the principal over there, he got a hold of me, and he said, "Did you not know that was dirty?" I said, "Yes, I did." He said, "You stay here till the others gets out." I said, "I'll stay here till I get out." And when I got out, I crawled, took off, and Hedy Lee was waiting on me out there.
In the getaway. Did your parents come to see you play?
No.
No?
Parents wasn't. They didn't go out like we do now.
Of course, they had work back then lot more. Mm-hmm. If they were raising their own. Yeah.
Yeah, I was rough.
Were you a tomboy?
Yeah, I was a tomboy. I could go up to the top of a tree or anything that a boy could do.
Did you have boyfriends?
Oh, yes.
Where'd you meet your husband? Did you meet him in school or was that later?
No, that was later, and I was playing baseball when I met him.
Who were you playing baseball for?
Out here above where Marcel now lives.
Up in the top of the hill up there?
Uh-huh. We had them on Sunday evening. We'd go to church on Sunday morning, and we'd go play ball on Sunday evening. That's where I met my husband.
Playing ball. Uh-huh. Was he on the same team or a different team?
Well, he didn't play.
He was just out hunting a girl, I guess.
He was hunting him a girlfriend.
I guess he found one.
Well, he did.
Did y'all date back then? Did you go out on dates or did he come to your house calling?
Well, we went to church and they could bring us to the door and that was as far as they got.
Did they sit with you?
Yeah, we could sit together at church.
Yeah, and then walk you home?
Mm-hmm.
Lord, what'd your daddy say?
Well, they didn't say nothing about it.
He wasn't real protective?
Well, they didn't want me to marry. Because, see, I had two brothers already in war. And I had, Fred was the baby boy.
Mm-hmm.
And they needed me to work a plow and do things like that.
How much did you do at home? It wasn't like the childhood we have now where it's all play. How much work did you do when you were at home?
How much work?
Yeah, what was it like? The average day, what kind of work did you do?
Well, at home, we'd have to bring our water from down here under this hill up there at that old house.
Uh-huh.
You know where that big spring is?
Yeah.
That's where we brought our water from.
And that road wasn't there then, was it?
No.
No, that's about...
We had a path.
For those of you who are listening, that's about a half a mile downhill. A steep hill. that we never were allowed to play on growing up because it's so steep. And you walk down there with what, buckets or jugs?
We carried jugs and buckets, lard cans. You wouldn't know what it was. I don't get it.
No.
But
the little plastic buckets with, no, I don't guess they had plastic back then.
Made out of tin, and they held about 5 gallons, didn't it?
5 gallons out of tin?
Mm-hmm.
And that was, you did that in the morning?
Well, sometimes I did, but most of the time we had to go to the field earlier enough than some of the others. Now, my oldest sister, she didn't know, never learned how to fly and do things like I did.
Was she a prissy girl?
Well, no. I was a tomboy.
Yeah?
That's all you could call it. I could climb any tree that any boy could. There wasn't a one that I missed.
Did you beat up a lot of boys?
Well, I slapped him a few times, yeah.
Okay, so when you were at home working, you got up about what time in the morning?
Well, about 4:30.
4:30 in the morning?
Yeah.
Lord, I couldn't do it.
Yes, you could if you was back then.
I guess so. And then you got up, and of course you had, it's not like today where you grab a Pop-Tart. Did you cook breakfast, or did your mom cook breakfast?
Mama cooked breakfast.
What'd y'all usually have?
Well, we had our homemade meat. And our milk, we had cows, so and chickens.
So
we
you
didn't
had eggs
go hungry.
And biscuits and.
Oh, that was the best you'd ever eat.
Was it good?
Yeah. I'm old good butter biscuits could I eat.
A good old sugar cured ham.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all making me hungry now, and I just ate a big old meal. So you met your husband. Well, let's finish talking about what it was like during the day. You'd eat your breakfast, and then did you have chores at the house, or did you go straight out to the field, or what'd you do?
Well, they had us something to do all the time.
There wasn't no plan?
No, nothing was planned. It's so different now to what it was then, but I go back over them years a lot of times, and we walked to church all the time. We didn't have no... We'd come down the road, and her boyfriend would come with us, and he'd be over here, and we'd be over there. Girls was afraid boys then.
Well, you slapped a few, you said.
I have.
Now, where did you go to church when you were a kid?
That's where I went.
New Union?
Mm-hmm.
And you've gone there how many years?
Well, I've been going, I stayed up north some.
Uh-huh.
And, I've been up there, and it wasn't like it is down here. That was good days up there.
Yeah.
We've been going to church very much, well, all of her life, except for a little time she was up north.
All of your life, except for just the short time you were up north.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long time.
Four years, me and the children stayed up there, and I've still got one up there.
How long, how many preachers have you seen come and go?
About eight.
Eight? Any you miss a lot?
Huh?
Were there any that you miss a lot?
No. I went to church all the time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Daddy says he remembers when you were about 18. Well, when he was about 18, you used to all the time ask him if he was saved and tell him to get to church, and you meant get it now. He talks about you a lot. He remembers you when he was little.
He got saved at Zion, Benton, Zion, Illinois.
Were you there?
I was there.
Wow.
He was at my house.
My daddy was.
Your daddy was at my house when he got saved. There was preachers there. There was enough people to cover this whole place right through here. That's how they was carrying people. Ask him about it.
I will. I never even knew who was up to see you in Illinois. He don't tell me nothing. Okay, let me see. What were we talking about to begin with? What it was like growing up. What kind of chores did you, just to give them an idea, because I can't even imagine what you did during the day.
Well, when we was at home, when we didn't have nothing to do, if somebody else needed help, you know, we'd help them. And another thing, I was afraid of old hens. I was deathly afraid of old hens now.
Of chickens?
Yes, I was. This son of a snake could get after me as a chicken, an old hen.
Why were you afraid of them?
I don't know, but that's where we got a lot of our food. We had plenty of chicken any time. Chicken and ham. We had chicken and ham. That ham was dried out. Oh, you talk about good, and them biscuits and good old gravy. Oh, we had good meals. And a lot healthier than what we've got now.
A lot of vegetables and just good, no junk food.
We didn't know what it was. We'd get peppermint candy. That's about all we eat, wasn't it?